been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is no exclusion in all things. Refrain from writing off your losses. Always give God the right of way to reframe them so that you can see the beauty in the ashes and then recover all. We have several testimonies today from the scriptures of just how Jesus in his earthly ministry showed people all things that they became a witness to. In John, the 4th chapter, in the 25th verse, and then in John, the 4th chapter, in the 29th verse, is the testimony of the woman at the well. And Jesus said to her, "The woman said unto him, I know that a Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things." And then in the 29th verse, it says, she went and told that testimony that at first she didn't know that was Jesus, but then after she experienced that living water, she says, "Come, see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ?" Because her life was changed. And then in John, the 10th chapter, the 41st verse says, "And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true." So that means that they had their confidence in Jesus, and that was where their testimony lied, and they became witness of Jesus Christ. And then in John, the 21st chapter, in the 17th verse, this is Peter's testimony. He said unto him the third time, and this was Jesus talking to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep." And every time Jesus showed himself to know all things, because the Father showed him all things, because he only spoke what God told him to speak. He only did what God told him to do. So he was privileged to all things. So then when he dealt with other people, he dealt with them in the spirit of all things. First, that God would be glorified through himself. So all these cases show that. But what about you? Can you say this, that even though there were complaints that they formerly had, the woman at the well had, that Peter had, and many others had, that they gave up their complaints to praise the God of all things, to praise Jesus for all things? Again, you hear the sounds of Lafayette Carthen and Faith. Now let's hear them as they sing, "Don't Let Your Complaints."
Give him the praise.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is open up your mouth.
for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program is no exclusion in all things. Refrain from writing off your losses. Always give God the right of way to reframe them so that you can see the beauty in the ashes and then recover all. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's all things. That's all things. There is no exclusion in all things. Then in Psalm 57:2, it says, I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. So he strengthens you with his strength so that he is carrying you by his strength so that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Now in Philippians 3:21 says, who can change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. So he's saying that there he has the power to change you. No matter how long it's been, no matter how wrong it is, he says he can do the new thing in you. Now you may say that you don't qualify. We're going to show you that it is through the mercy and the grace of God to show you that you can experience all things. And it says, and in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, and old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God wants you to have that promise right now. And all you have to do is invite him into your heart, and you cannot be the same. Why don't you say this prayer after me? Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, acknowledge that I need to be saved. So I invite you into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. Wash away every sin so that old things are passed away and all things are new. All things are new. And I thank you for my salvation, that I am now the newest member of the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer, why don't you email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com. And we will send you some encouragement along the way. Now, let's continue to listen to the remaining portions of King's Portion after this message from our sponsor. We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Thanks for staying tuned for the conclusion of our program, which bears the theme, No Exclusion in All Things. Refrain from writing off your losses. Always give God the right of way to reframe them so that you can see the beauty in the ashes and then recover all. When we think about today's lesson, the all things are always filtered through the kingdom of God and the state that never changes, that we're glorifying God through Jesus Christ. And it gives us our command and it gives us our confidence that we are going to get a reward. Now let's look in Psalm, the 8th division and the 6th verse, which reads, Thou madest him to have dominion over all the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. So that is mankind. And then in Revelations, the 21st chapter and the 7th verses, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. So that is indeed a promise of promotion that will be fulfilled, knowing that there is no good thing that God will withhold from you. And he says, as we walk uprightly, we will experience that. He said, because every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. He does not lie, but because he can't lie. So all things are all things to God, which means all things are all things to you. This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
You have been listening to The King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.